intellectual machines to share information through proximity. And that is the beautiful vision that stands before us, right on the other side of the raging shark-filled waters of debt and obligation. And we, you see, this may seem like a difficult step or moment today, but it's part of a process of financial liberation from the extraordinary, unique throughout the Pacifica Network rents that we were required to pay after they changed the rules on the nonprofit and market rate at Wall Street. This is us recovering, as the Irish also say, we ourselves, Sinn Féin. And we ourselves have to make up for what, in my opinion, is an inadequate response from an insurance company that used to once sponsor a very intelligent guy on public television. 516-620-3602. Sisters and brothers got to do it for themselves today. One more call. 516-620-3602, and we'll continue with our sampling of this analogous, this parallel film, this DVD called Ethos. It is a mind rocker. It will blow your mind, and you can then become an agent of liberation in the same spirit as Pacifica and the astute analysis of this film, Ethos. 516-620-3602, a pledge of merely $75. And it's, well, yes, you can be an agent of creative subversion and education by having and sharing this DVD. But what you are really paying for is the ability to tune to 99.5 and not hear static. And by static, I mean another sports channel or another right-wing talk channel or another, useless, inhibitory, somnambulistic, narcotizing broadcast entity. There will never be another BAI if you let it go right now. 516-620-3602. Please, please, you, and support your radio station. Maintain its continuity. This is WBAI in New York. I'm Robert Knight. This is a special edition 5 o'clock shadow. I'm here with Kathy Davis and Michael G. Haskins. And they, along with people like Reggie and Esther and Hugh and Andrea and Berthold and everybody else, John and Sean, everybody here at the staff is putting their chest on the barbed wire of the difficulty of this moment. And I, there's enough. That's it. Thank you, Michael G. Such existential courage makes me so damn proud to be a part of this enterprise called WBAI, part of the Pacific Radio Network, and to have friends, sustainers, and people of wisdom and generosity like yourselves listening at this moment. And I promise that we would go deeper into the manipulation of our collective id and hear now the real deal of how we started to get hypnotized in America and around the world.
100 years ago, Sigmund Freud, famous for giving us the science of psychological analysis, suggested that the ideal of individual freedom, central to the idea of democracy, was impossible. He said our hidden desires were too dangerous. Human beings could never be allowed to fully express themselves, that we must always be controlled and would thus always be discontent. Sigmund Freud's American nephew was Edward Bernays. Bernays is almost completely unknown today, but his influence on our society is possibly much greater than Freud. Bernays took the new science developed by his famous uncle and used it to manipulate the masses. Bernays is the man who invented the profession and the term public relations. He worked for most of the major corporations and advised politicians on how to win favor with the public. Like Freud, Bernays was convinced that humans were driven by irrational forces, but by stimulating our inner desires and then sating them with consumer products, he created a new way to manage the irrational behavior of the masses.
What Eddie got from Freud was indeed this idea that there is a lot more going on in human decision making, not only among individuals, but even more importantly among groups, than this idea that information drives behavior. And so Eddie began to formulate this idea that you had to look at things that would play to people's irrational emotions. And you see, that moved Eddie immediately into a different category from other people in his field and most government officials and managers of the day, who thought if you just hit people with all this factual information, they would look at that and say, oh, of course.
There's a psychology of dress. Have you ever thought about it? How it can express your character? You all have interesting characters, but some of them are all hidden. I wonder why you all want to dress always the same, with the same hats and the same coats. I'm sure all of you are interesting and have wonderful things about you, but looking at you in the street, you all look so much the same. And that's why I'm talking to you about the psychology of dress. Try and express yourselves better in your dress.
He had a home in the corner suite of the Sherry Netherland Hotel. And here's this wonderful suite with all these windows looking out on Central Park and across at the plaza and on the square. And he would use this place to hold a soiree. The mayor would come. All the media leaders would come. The political leaders, the business leaders, the people in the arts. I mean, it was a who's who. People wanted to know Eddie Bernays because, you know, he himself became a sort of a famous man, a sort of a magician who could make these things happen.
Eddie Bernays saw the way to sell product was not to sell it to your intellect that you ought to buy an automobile, but that you will feel better about it if you have this automobile. I think he originated that idea, that they weren't just purchasing something, but they were engaging themselves emotionally or personally in the product or service. That it's not, you think you need a new piece of clothing, but you'll feel better with the piece of clothing. That was his contribution in a very real sense. We see it all over the place today, but I think he originated the idea of the emotional connect to a product or service.
Democracy, to my father, was a wonderful concept, but I don't think he felt that all those publics out there would had reliable judgment, and that they very easily might vote for the wrong man or want the wrong thing, so that they had to be guided from above. You appeal to their desires and their unrecognized longings, that sort of thing. That you can tap into their deepest desires or their deepest fears and use that to your own purposes.
Many influential thinkers came to believe that the public were incapable of making rational decisions and that as such, democracy could never work. Walter Lippmann, one of the most influential political writers at that time, argued that if people were in reality motivated by irrational forces, then what was needed was control by the elites to manage what he called the bewildered herd. And this could be accomplished by using psychological techniques to control the unconscious desires of the masses.
So here you have Walter Lippmann, probably the most influential political thinker in the United States, who is essentially saying that the basic mechanism of the mass mind is unreason, is irrationality, is animality. He believes that the mob in the street, which is how he sees ordinary people, are people who are driven not by their minds but by their spinal cords. The notion of kind of animal drives, unconscious instinctual drives lurking beneath the surface of civilization. And so they started looking towards psychological science as a way of understanding the mechanisms by which the popular mind works, specifically with the goal of figuring out how to understand how to apply those mechanisms to strategies for social control.
Democracy, at its heart, was about changing the relations of power that had governed the world for so long. And Bernays' concept of democracy was one of maintaining the relations of power, even if it meant that one needed to sort of stimulate the psychological lives of the public. So democracy is reduced from something which assumes an active citizenry to the idea of the public as passive consumers.
Oh!
Driven primarily by instinctual or unconscious desires, and that if you can in fact trigger those needs and desires, you can get what you want from them.
The corporations understood that to change our consumer culture from needs-based to desire-based purchasing, people must be trained to want new things even before the old had been consumed.
Bernays really is the guy within the United States more than anybody else who sort of brings to the table psychological theory as something that is an essential part of how, from the corporate side, of how we are going to appeal to the masses.
He showed the corporations how they could make people want things they did not need by linking products to their unconscious desires. And the mass media would be the key.
Wow. If only Bernays I could be. And subliminally manipulate your id into consuming the station in the way that corporations make you consume needless things. If only I could pull the strings of which you are unaware and pick your pocket and transfer that money to WBAI. If only I could, I wouldn't do that because it wouldn't be ethical. And there's no need for subterfuge, because this is a radio station that speaks to the consciousness and conscience of the conscious. And boy, howdy, let me tell you, it's a far better thing. You have been responding in a way that's turning the day around. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And see, we need a few more pledges before you get to the top of the hour. We want to be a living example of how, you know, just like the clotting mechanism of blood at a time of injury, a financial injury to WBAI, you corpuscles will come together and staunch the bleeding and keep the system pumping and provide us with the adrenaline to make the leap over this bridge of transient difficulty to our grand new home. And the extreme agreement that had to be made with the Empire State Building to maintain this most precious transmitter and keep the signal alive. There has never been a radio station at the middle of an FM band with a commercial license from a non-commercial 501c3 entity like Pacifica. In the biggest market in the world, also the most expensive one to maintain. And I cannot overemphasize to you that there is no walking back if we lose that facility. And as a result, many of the people here have suffered and yet continue to give, you know, here on the staff side, volunteer side, far above and beyond. And the rage of deprivation did not occur because everyone here, I think, understands the greater need for the community and the community's need for the existence of a public station like WBAI. And the fact that we have collectively all been able this afternoon to convey that idea is something that is both humbling and embiggening. It is something that makes a difficult and challenging enterprise and profession seem to be worthwhile. And thank you, every one of you, who has pledged so far. We're about, maybe a third of the way to what I think would be a proper and fitting response today. So, if you've been listening to, well, Kathy Davis earlier, and me and Michael, since 4 o'clock, you'll see that we are dealing with explosive materials of the mind. And there goes Echelon clicking in.
What do you say? Explosive materials.
If you know what Echelon is, you owe it to WBAI to give us a pledge at 516-620-3602. If you know what NRO is, if you knew where Fort Meade was, give us a call at 516-620-3602. And if you don't know, give us a call at 516-620-3602 so that we can continue to be here to tell you what those things are. We're offering you the film, the original DVD of the liberating film called Ethos. It's available for a pledge of $75. And you renew my faith in the intelligence and ethics. That comes from Ethos, doesn't it? The ethics of our listeners. 516-620-3602. And if your mind wasn't blown, and it should have been, by the history of Freud and Bernays and the advertising complex and the use of manipulative psychological tools in the mass media, boy, wait till you hear the next part. Need a few more calls at 516-620-3602. This is the time for every man and woman of goodwill to come to the aid of their station. 516-620-3602. We have to do well in this marathon because the summer is upon us, and that's always a time of on-air fundraising dearth. And now more than any time, this season, right here upon us, places us on that razor's edge between almost shoulda, coulda, woulda got there and a leap to a new circumstance of physical plant integrity and the renewal of community public access to our physical plant, and that breath that Allen Ginsberg did at the end of Howl. It is so close we can almost taste it. And the only thing between then and here is your action in calling 516-620-3602. No appeal to the narcissism of a listener. No lying, no misrepresentation. We are appealing specifically to your intelligence, your ethics, and your willingness to support a thing upon which you depend. We don't want NBC, General Electric, or Al Jazeera, or the propaganda arm of the Qatar government. We don't want to be a part of a advertising so-called pseudo-news system that can't spend more than a minute or two telling you anything before they have to have the corporate shills come in with the commercials. This is a non-commercial radio station. And that really means something. Let's go back to that talk about Freud and Bernays. There is something about cogitatus interruptus. You like that, right? Cogitatus interruptus. There is something about there being a constant gap of informational continuity in the so-called news programs. Listen to the WBAI news. There's another reason to support this station. It is serious, it's straight, and it's without any BS. So what do you get when the same advertisers are backing both networks? Let's just say the pseudo-liberal MSNBC and the ultra-conservative or reactionary Fox. You see the same products advertising. What does that remind me of? Oh, yeah, American democracy. Democrats and Republicans. So they dazzle you with interruptions with the commercials so you can't think straight. And then they sell you false solutions. And most miraculously, they make you think there's a difference between a Democrat and a Republican, or between Fox and MSNBC. It's amazing. And if you get that, then give a call to 516-620-3602.
Well, you know, the wars are much nicer now that Obama's president instead of Bush.
WBAI is that third way. This film, Ethos, is that third way. You are the third way. So come on now. I know there's a lot of smart people out there in Park Slope. I know there's a lot there in the Heights, Bed-Stuy, Harlem, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Let's get another half dozen people here because you are on a roll. We are just here while you are creatively sustaining WBAI. We were just a catalyst, but you got to be the doer. 516-620-3602. We're coming up to the halfway mark here, or the two-thirds mark, because we've been speaking about Ethos since 3 o'clock when Kathy Davis initiated this campaign. How about another half dozen of you make a call, a pledge, at 516-620-3602? And we've taken a moment to kind of philosophically indicate the deeper reasons why. Thank you. All right. Five more. 516-620-3602. And there is an ethical glossolalia. It's not really glossolalia because we like to think, yes, thank you. Wow, just four more people. 516-620-3602. It's not glossolalia, but it is a form of spontaneous testifying. It's the same thing that happens with the what is described as the possession of the Orishas. It happens in Mukumba. It happens in Santeria. It happens in Mass. It happens at WBAI. And I have never seen such great love expressed for a community coming together in hope of commonality despite dissimilarities. Ain't it a beautiful thing? Ain't your radio station grand? Three more of you, 516-620-3602. Oh, two more. Is that right, Mike? Two more. Damn. These people are good. Our listeners are really rocking it today. Yeah, yeah. We believe that the term impossible is up for debate. Right, Michael?
yes, indeed. It is up for debate. We can do it. And you're so right, Robert, when you said you're on a roll, the you being those of you listening to 99.5 FM. That's right. And some of you could be listening outside of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut on WBAI.org. You are renewing our strength and are emboldening us to continue this afternoon. We thank you so very much and encourage the rest of you who haven't made that call. We want you to make that call. We want you to join us. 5 o'clock Shadow with Robert Knight. 516-620-3602. Be bold with us, with this radio station.
There's an expression that I've heard many times. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Now, I'm in favor of brevity, elision, abbreviation, and so I'm acoustically dyslexic. So when I hear that, be bold, mighty forces will come to you, I try to shorten the phrase. Be bold. NMFs will come to you. but that's the cost of being ethical. That's the cost of defying the wrong stream. And you are the strong stream. And may every element of entity or probability, if you prefer, present you with the best of opportunities and rewards and times, just as you have done today for WBAI so far. Please continue calling 516-620-3602. And for $75, you get the DVD called Ethos, which goes into much deeper and further detail about these liberating thoughts that the corporations do not intend for you to have. So please keep calling 516-620-3602. Robert Knight here with Michael G. Haskins and Kathy Davis. And our premium is Ethos. And you are putting a mark on this day that helps inspire all of us to know that even in the, that it's always darkest at night. 516-620-3602. Here is more from Ethos. It's this is really an essential organ of the film. It's about the military-industrial complex and the way that Islamophobia and other externalities are falsely induced as a reason for maintaining the corporate military complex. And there's another pledge. Thank you. One more. Keep going. 516-620-3602. And here now, one of the most salient parts of the film Ethos, available for $75 with a pledge call to 516-620-3602.
So I would like us to imagine a nightmare scenario. A powerful group of businessmen with access to the White House who control the media and who make obscene amounts of money whenever there's war.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
President Eisenhower's concern about the military-industrial complex, his words have unfortunately come true. He was worried that priorities are set by what benefits corporations as opposed to what benefits the country.
Lockheed Martin and McDonnell Douglas and Boeing throughout America. There are factories, there are corporations that are involved on a daily basis.
We have a snapshot in time after September 11th where at least 71 companies that we were able to identify are starting to get contracts to go in Afghanistan and Iraq. All of the top 10 companies had former U.S. officials who had worked in the Pentagon or other parts of the U.S. government on their boards of directors.
The Carlyle Group plays in industries and in an area that are heavily influenced by politics.
My understanding is they are now the 11th or 12th largest defense contractor, a multi-billion dollar annual enterprise with an almost obscenely high profit margin.
They hire defense experts like Frank Carlucci or Frank Finelli. They hire politicians like George Bush Sr. or James Baker III. And the Iron Triangle is in some ways a uniquely American phenomenon. It's the confluence of the military, big business, and politics.
I will name as the next Secretary of Defense the best qualified man in America to carry on CAPS work, Frank Carlucci.
When Frank Carlucci came on board, he was coming straight from the Pentagon as Secretary of Defense. A year, 2 years later, the Gulf War hit. And everybody knows that wartime is boom time for the defense industry, and Carlyle made a ton of money. They did very, very well. They really cleaned up. After that, Carlyle said, hey, you know, having these politicians on board is pretty great. I mean, they know things that nobody else knows. They are able to predict trends in global markets, predict trends in political shifts, and in some ways, and this is the sort of the most insidious part, and if you want to be cynical about the Carlyle Group, you have to be concerned about their ability to influence these trends and actually affect change in government policy, which would positively affect their investments.
If you have an organization that is able to operate behind the scenes without real accountability, and that same organization has the ability to ruin political careers for people who are a little bit too inquisitive or a little bit too honest, or to shape public thinking, then we have the means for a kind of control globally that is probably unprecedented.
So we have this problem here. This is a mysterious, immensely powerful company with virtually no scrutiny.
On this February day, as this nation stands at the brink of battle, every American on some level must be contemplating the horrors of war. And yet, this chamber is, for the most part, dreadfully silent.
We have a Congress that failed in every way to ask the right questions, to hold the president to account. Our Congress failed us miserably, and that's because many in Congress are beholden to the military-industrial complex.
When we're speaking of the United States of America and the concept of democratic representation, I think one of the more important aspects is the concept of informed consent of the people. If you're going to go to war, you lay out the reasons for the war, the justifications for the war, and then you subject it to debate, dialogue, discussion amongst the elected representatives of the people and indeed the people themselves.
The defense budget is $750 billion. Profits went up last year well over 25%. I guarantee you, when war becomes that profitable, you're going to see more of it.
We have a process that has a seamlessness where the corporate interests that stand to benefit are so intertwined and interwoven with the political forces that the financial elites and the political elites have become the same people.
The attack came without warning, and according to a U.S. government source told CBS News that it has Middle East terrorism written all over it.
The attack in Oklahoma City appears to have a familiar mark.
This was done with the attempt to inflict as many casualties as possible. That is a Middle Eastern trait.
The fact that it was such a powerful bomb in Oklahoma City immediately drew investigators to consider deadly parallels that all have roots in the Middle East.
ABC News has learned that the FBI has asked the U.S. military to provide up to 10 Arabic speakers to help in the investigation.
The so-called independent media in a liberal society like this
in effect, are so lazy and are controlled by interests that are commercial and political at the same time that there is no investigative reporting. It's just basically repeating the line of the government.
Only 8 days ago, I concluded a broadcast on the World Trade Center bombing by telling you what senior U.S. law enforcement officials were telling us, that the threat of Muslim extremists operating within the United States is an ongoing danger, something we'll have to live with from now on.
And repeating the lines of the people who have the most influence, for whom Islam is a useful foreign demon, to turn attention away from the inequities and problems in our own society. So, as a result, the human side of the Islamic and especially Arabic world are rarely to be found. And the net result is this vacancy on the one hand, and these easy, almost automatic images of terror and violence. The situation in the popular media is basically that Muslims are really two things. One, they're villains of one sort, villains and fanatics. And B, many films end up with huge numbers of bodies, Muslim bodies, strewn all over the place, the result of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Demi Moore, Chuck Norris. Lots of films about guerrillas going in to kill Muslim terrorists. So the idea of Islam is something that to be stamped out. It's easy to attract attention, and certainly the media's attention, for some of the political reasons that are obvious. I mean, to discredit the Arabs, to make them seem like a threat to the West, to keep the idea around at the end of the Cold War that, you know, there are foreign devils. Otherwise, what are we doing with this gigantic military?
This is WBAI New York. Robert Knight here with Kathy Davis and Michael G. Haskins in this special edition of 5 O'Clock Shadow. And you are doing beautifully. 516-620-3602. That film is available to you for a $75 pledge.
That's right. And we're talking about the film Ethos. And this film is such a... I found it to be so inspiring on so many different levels because I probably over my years here at the radio station have seen a dozen different films that don't as comprehensively explain the issues that are being delivered in this one DVD, because it really does take you through a passage of understanding of how the seeds were laid for the world that we're living in right now. It talks about how we were changed from having a culture that purchased or engaged in the economy based on need, and then that was changed and we become part of the economy based on desire. And how did that happen? It's because of this crafting of the work of Freud through his nephew Bernays on the psychology of human beings and how to manipulate that psychology. Now, I went to art school and I studied advertising. And I learned about this stuff. Hmm. And it was what they were teaching and probably still do teach, people learning to go into the advertising field, how to manipulate the consumer. That's what it's all about. And part of the problem at this stage is we've been so immersed in this culture for generations now that people no longer have a consciousness or a memory of what it is to be sovereign, to be whole, to be able to make decisions based on what's important to ourselves, to our families, to our societies. And it's sort of like the way they put chemicals in cigarettes to addict you to them. It's the same kind of process. That's a chemical process, but more powerful is when they addict your mind through the programming of mass media. And so what's being said here is, yes, this is done in order to sell products, but it's also done in order to sell war. And so it's why we have raging people across the country who want to go, love it or leave it, my country, I'm going to go fight. And I mean, I was even out listening to some young people talk, and they're so out of touch with reality. They're like, oh, I want to go to one of those, those soldiers for sale companies. I want to go, why not get paid to go to, And I'm like, where is your consciousness? And these are young people in college now, and they're pre 20 years or just barely 20. And they have no consciousness of the bigger picture.
Or the involvement of corporations.
Exactly.
In so-called higher education. And the need to maintain the research for napalm and for GPS-guided missiles and the retrofitting of bombs and the development of smaller atomic weapons and so on. It's the matrix of academia. Mm-hmm. It's itself at risk to corporate seepage and sponsored studies and advertising academia. And the maintenance of the corporate war machine manufacturers is a big part of that. And in the same sense that you were speaking about advertising, the current fashion of Islamophobia, mm-hmm. Despite what any rational thinker would see as a crock, because Obama went and gave a second birth to Al-Qaeda by overthrowing Libya and then releasing the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group. And then they quickly allied with Al-Qaeda, and they were being backed by Qatar. And Qatar is propagandizing America with Al Jazeera. And now there's instability throughout Africa, throughout the Middle East and other parts of the world because of the inability to properly process information and the creation of our fear. And so thanks to the work of Sigmund's family, mm-hmm. I've come to the conclusion that it's better to be young and unafraid.
And just for that alone, call 516-620-3602 and make your pledge of support. We're only offering this for a $75 pledge. Yeah. You know, we're working to sustain the station, but we understand that you are also sustaining within your own life. So we're hoping that that $75 pledge is a balance that allows you to support this radio station.
When we get our next half dozen calls or so, I will offer as an incentive, in addition to the extraordinarily good film called Ethos. With your $75 pledge to 516-620-3602, when we get that goal, I will tell my brand new favorite joke of the week. And it's a really good one.
Well, okay. Then that makes it all worthwhile. So please do make that call, 516-620-3602. And if you happen to be attached to a computer right now, you could actually go to give2wbai.org mm-hmm. using numeral 2. And you could also search for that film, Ethos, E-T-H-O-S. And you can make that $75 pledge of support for WBAI.
We've got a call center. Let's give them something to do today.
Well, that would be really good. And those of you who are tuned in can help us with that effort by making the phone call. And I know, you know, it's a little difficult situation. It's a little different. We're used to the phones. We're used to the family in the room. And
they'll be back one day if we get through this.
And that is so true. So that is in itself motivation for you to make that phone call. 516-620-3602. And when you reach the operator at the call center, which is really our pledge line at this moment, you know, they'll take that call and they'll take your pledge. You can pledge $75 for the DVD Ethos. You know, maybe you want to pledge $100 or $500 or $1,000, and you can attribute that to the transmitter fund, or you can also go X for the, what do you call it?
The buddy.
Yeah, the buddy, or you know, to the building fund. I forget. I'm trying to remember what that's called. But yeah,
the edifice complex.
Yeah, no, it's the I'll figure it out in a minute. But you can make, for the time being, let's do the transmitter fund, because you know that bill comes every month. 516-620-3602. And if you're out there and you have this kind of mind, acerbic mind, that can really appreciate the wit that's being shared with you, that alone is worth a couple of grand. So make that phone call, 516-620-3602.
And as soon as we get the indication that you're making the next essential round of pledges, we will share a joke that just it just won my heart. It is the joke of the week. 516-620-3602. And Michael G is keeping an eye on things over there. And it takes maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes or so for it to be processed, then maybe another minute for it to be electronically relayed to us. So please make those calls now and get the film Ethos. We speak lightly, but we think deeply. And that really is the essence, to show that we are interconnected with people we didn't know we were, in terms of a commitment to liberation, a consciousness of peace, and rebellion against corporate commercial manipulation. This is non-commercial, WBAI, dependent entirely upon your pledges. And that is a beautiful and frightening concept. 516-620-3602. Area code 516-620-3602. We're pausing for you to continue sustaining this precious, irreplaceable community of the air called WBAI, which brings you programming in regard to health, in regard to policy, politics, economics, music, arts, drama, and so many things. There is no other station like this.
We're even unique within the Pacifica Network, I have to tell people. It's very true.
Grab a mic, Michael.
No, I'm not going to let that go. You are so right. Unique within the Pacifica Network. You know, we're the Pacifica Network is five stations, five independent stations under the umbrella of the Pacifica Network. But WBAI, the 53-year-old WBAI, is unique among the Pacifica radio stations. So I really want you to understand that, those of you who are in the primary area right now, to realize that and recognize that, and those of you who are listening to us around the world, around the United States, to really understand that it is unique. And we want to sustain, we want to shore up radio station WBAI. And how we've done it for 53 years is through you. Your support at 516-620-3602. It's a call center. Someone will pick up your phone right away, your phone call right away, And we'll take your $75 contribution if you're interested in Ethos, or your $100 contribution, or as Kathy said, if you can afford to make a $500 matching fund or a $1,000 matching fund, that would be wonderful. Help us, it would help us on our goal as we march to 6 p.m. this evening. The evening news, the WBAI evening news, will be coming your way. A unique presentation in terms of news and information, our evening news. 516-620-3602. This is has been an expanded edition of 5 O'Clock Shadow with Robert Knight. Kathy Davis, our public affairs director, in studio with us right now. And we're happy to take your calls. Those folks will take your calls in about 3 minutes. We'll have you'll have done your part. You'll have taken care of your responsibility, because it is a responsibility to shore up WBAI. Do you listen? Yes, you listen. Well, it's your responsibility to do so right now. Make that call, 516-620-3602.
I just wanted to let people know that if they do want to make that matching fund, they have to make it in the name of Capital Campaign or WBAI Transmitter Fund, and the people at the call center will be able to take that donation of $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, and that way you can say, you know what? I have a little bit of money, but I want you to set it aside. I only want you to use it for the transmitter. That's the purpose of that fund. So you can take, you can make that donation if you want to make a larger donation and say, that's what I want my money to go to. Or maybe you got wind of the fact that we have a potential building to move into. Maybe you want that super donation that you're going to make to go to the Capital Campaign. And that is the way to do it. And then we'll see that you made a $1,000 or $2,000 pledge to either of these funds. And then that will help us to generate that matching campaign for the rest of the day. And you'll be helping WBAI in the most magnificent manner. The number to call is 516-620-3602. To support WBAI Radio.
And the incumbency is yours at this moment. We're pausing to really help the station, but also to help ourselves psychologically, so that both the workers and volunteers here, administration and listeners, all know that success is not only possible, but plausible.
Mm-hmm. And it is.
The number is 516-620-3602. Hoping for just a few more pledges before we continue with a sample from Ethos. Oh, there's another one. Thank you, Michael. Okay, all right. If two or three more of you were to make that call now, it'll take a few minutes for it to come through on the machine, but please do. You are in good company. You are the heart and soul, the spine and core of what keeps BAI alive. And BAI is, above all, administratively and importantly and legally, a radio station. But more than that, it's a touchstone. It's a gathering place of people of dissidence and ethics. And it's hard sometimes to be the first one to see something. But so often, those first ones, the first seers, the way seers, are first assembled here at WBAI. And this station matters. It's not just some scruffy little thing. You know, I moderated a debate of the mayors the other day. And it's well regarded in many communities, but it's now required for our listeners to woman up and man up to sustain it. There was a time before this silly pseudo-democracy was imposed upon us that reduced the average annual subscription rate. Mm-hmm. It was a poison pill like a corporate takeover. It was the seed of destruction that attracted candidates who were empowered with governance, who came from alien agendas and were not professionals nor capable of fulfilling the responsibilities of a board, one of which being fundraising themselves. I remember a time when we had a board at WBAI where there would be a bridge loan when payroll had to be met or other emergency circumstances came up. But this $25 democracy, it is the poison pill that we depend on more astute listeners to join us at this time and say that even this too shall pass, that the glue, the ethos, as it were, mm-hmm. of WBAI is something bigger than the infinite partisan squabbles that are reflective of Democrats and the Republicans. The mental trick of false division and unsound premises, it is a disease that tempts every institution of humanity, every organization of society. And that's why I love this film, Ethos, because it really does a nuts and bolt analysis on the nuts who bolt for places like this. And our listeners have brought us through the first of two storms, and actually three if you count Sandy. Mm-hmm. And when we came up against a brick wall with the transmitter, we entered into a very dangerously binding agreement. And so far, so good. But the outcome depends on you. So this is the third storm in front of us. And after that storm, there is such a rainbow awaiting us. Building of our own, a reduction of expenses and rent, and the ability to reconvene physically with each other in our own radio space. And we're just that far away from being there, but this close. And what the small gap is between then and now is this May marathon. Mm-hmm. And we really need maybe a few more of you to call 516-620-3602 and get the film Ethos. 516-620-3602. And if I see a couple more calls coming in, I'll keep that silly mm-hmm. promise I made.
That's right. And that was a very inspiring, you know, and you are correct. By virtue of having this opportunity of working together in this room is beginning to remind me of what WBAI really is, because it's been such a struggle in the isolation of being in two different places and the isolation of, trying to construct programming, you know, in between the fundraising, the growing and the immense fundraising. So it's really, and I think many of our listeners are beginning to feel that isolation as well, because it comes through our voices, it comes through our hearts that we are in struggle with this.
But with this geographic schizophrenia.
With the geographic and economic schizophrenia. And I think that just being here together and seeing people make those phone calls is allowing me to be very much uplifted. And so I just wanted to offer gratitude for that. And to, you know, as I reach out to you who are part of this group, because you're listening, the energy isn't held in this room. It flows through from us to all of you. And we are asking for you really is an energy return. We call it money, but it's a way that we sustain this place, and it's the way we can go forward. And we are reaching out to you to really think about how important this radio station is, this community is, this kind of conversation is, so that we can bring back our phones, so that we can bring back our facilities, and we can be fully resonant within the city like we belong. But we need you to call 516-620-3602. And I do have to really say we're down to our last few moments of the program. I know that Robert has more clips. We want you to make that phone call because we want more occasions like this.
Yeah.
We really do. 516-620-3602 is the number. We are featuring the DVD Ethos, It's only a $75 pledge. And this is a really incredible DVD. And it includes really respectable folk like Noam Chomsky, Chalmers Johnson, Oscar winners as well, Howard Zinn, Michael Moore. And it's hosted by Woody Harrelson, who many of us know. Another gentleman of great
Cheers.
Humor.
And,
from Cheers, yeah.
And he's so good an actor, he made people think he was the slow one. He's a very politically astute man.
Yeah, very much so. And so this is and this DVD is so tight in its concept and its structure. I was saying earlier that I've seen 10 DVDs, and this one DVD actually is more compact and has more information in it, and it just lays out one after the other all of these facts that really show us how it is that the American people became enslaved, and through our mental incarceration the whole world has been enslaved, and we have a responsibility here to do something about that, because it's in this country that so many other countries have been created wars, economics, their resources pilfered by our corporate structure. Mm-hmm. And that has to stop. But first, we have to save WBAI.
And those wars are the antithesis of the mission of Pacifica, whose stated goal in the charter is to examine the differences among people and educate and communicate among them in order to find the basis for a permanent peace on this planet Earth. And in our next segment, we're going to be looking at precisely how we are unconsciously, stampedishly, subliminally, and jingoistically manipulated into the Pacifica antithesis, into war. But Michael has been signaling me while we've been talking that we've been getting calls. So I will make good on my promise from a little while ago about to share with you, mm-hmm. with my joy, what I consider the best joke of the week. So, what do you call a black guy flying an airplane?
What?
A pilot, you racist! Oh, I gotta tell you, I just love it. Apology, bleep it, racist. But you know what's even funnier?
What?
The source.
What is the source?
Okay, there's this crazy Irishman named David Therity. As some of you may know, I'm trying to learn to golf,
mm-hmm.
and happen to be watching Therity himself, a golf anchor and producer of a fine show, being interviewed. And they were talking about Tiger Woods. And he said, what's it like walking the fairway with Tiger? And Therity said, well, you know, Tiger is very self-conscious because everybody's scrutinizing him. And so we'd be walking, and Tiger would pull his hat down way down on his face, and then put his hand on the bill of the cap so nobody could read his lips. And we'd be laughing and joking and talking to each other. And Faraday said, so Tiger says to me, hey, Faraday, what do you call a black guy flying an airplane? And Faraday said, oh, I'm sure I don't know. And the Tiger said, a pilot, you racist. And Tiger's playing today, and I'm wishing him well. And this is WBAI. This is 5 O'Clock Shadow, special marathon edition. Michael G. Haskins and Kathy Davis, Grayson Challenger in the room doing some background technical work. And we promised you this next segment, and this is about the way we are manipulated into war. This film, this amazing film called Ethos, available to you for a pledge of $75. Please make those calls while you're listening at 516-620-3602.
It's this kind of ideology that has grown up in the wake of the Cold War,
propounded quite openly by what we are calling neoconservatives in America, that identifies the United States as a colossus athwart the world, a new Rome, beyond good and evil. We no longer need friends. We don't need international law. Like the old Roman phrase, it doesn't matter whether they love us or not, so long as they fear us.
Been a born New Yorker all my life. I've lived here all my life. So for me, it was a powerful personal event. What I remember, what I think it taught, of course, my first reaction was fear, anger, rage, vengeance. I think all of us, if we're human, had that reaction. The question for all of us is what we remember and what we do with the memories. What is the lesson? What does it tell? What does it teach? For the president, it teaches the lesson of the axis of evil.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil.
It teaches the lesson that America has enemies, secret, dangerous enemies who have to be taken out.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
It teaches the lesson that we can never be weak. We have to flex our muscles at every turn.
We will fight with the full force and might of the United States military.
That's one kind of lesson. It creates a politics of fear. The politics of fear that this administration has deployed in trying to respond to terrorism has itself in some ways been much more dangerous than terrorism itself. And this administration has been, I think, responsible for inciting the very terror that it was the terrorist's purpose to incite in America.
Calling it Code Orange Plus. The Fed's decision to raise the terror alert to high. America on high alert from biggest cities to smallest towns.
Red, yellow, orange. We're afraid. Be afraid. What level of fear? The government can program that without any justification. You know, we have an intelligence report. The terrorists are about to attack. Who? We don't know. Where? We don't know. What? We don't know. But you tell us, so now we're afraid.
A Connecticut man wrapping his family's 19th century farmhouse with plastic, sealing it in duct tape.
States who sponsor terrorism.
We're too great a nation to allow the evildoers to affect our soul.
The decision was made within the administration to take this event, to take the struggle against Al-Qaeda, and make it into a full-fledged struggle against good and evil.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
The important thing to remember here is one didn't have to put it in these terms. One didn't have to say, if you're not for us, on our side, you're on the side of the terrorists. That was not a necessary response. That was a chosen response.
The more we're afraid, the more you ask us to give. Patriot Act 2, enhancements to the Patriot Act. Now the budget's starting to be bankrupted. Billions flowing out of this country into a war on terror. More defense expenditures.
And therefore, I've asked Congress for a one-year increase of more than $48 billion for national defense, the largest increase in a generation.
Perpetual war, the loss of civil liberties, the lack of trust in government because they don't tell the truth. These are outrageous and unpleasant political developments, but they don't necessarily spell the end of the United States. Financial bankruptcy does. Things that can't go on forever don't. What we're talking about right now is the rigged American economy can't go on forever, and it's not rocket science to say so. One war after another, we become a warfare state. That is, the system is set up to go to war. We're going to find wars. We've already had two major wars, Iraq and Afghanistan.
I think the people most without fear on September 12th in America were those working at Ground Zero. They were in the greatest danger, actually, but because they were active, they were engaged, the firemen and the medical officials and the cops who were working there first to find victims, then to find remains and clear the site. They had a civic task. They were engaged and they weren't afraid of anything. American citizens after 9/11 said to the president, what can we do? What can we do to become engaged and take some responsibility? President Bush unfortunately said, go shopping. Go back to the mall. Go back to your normal lives. We'll take care of it. Spectatorship is an invitation to fear. Citizenship is how we fight the politics of fear. The politics of citizenship, the politics of engagement, taking responsibility is a much better way to deal with terrorism than hunkering down, being spectators, and allowing the government to rob us of our liberties, to rob us of our multiculturalism in the name of protecting us.
I think the history of the United States as a work in progress and our attempt at democracy here is a constant struggle between capitalism and democracy. And there have been ebbs and flows where democracy looks like it's winning. You rein in those powerful forces. But the fundamental reality is that most of the government's decisions today are substantially dictated by powerful corporate interests. Clearly, capitalism is winning.
For anyone who doesn't yet know, our corporations have been in the Middle East trampling on their beliefs and customs since they discovered oil. Our corporations will tell us they are just getting us the things we need, and there is truth in that. But we have to decide what price we are willing to pay. We as individuals drive the demand for these resources. As long as we are all aware of the fact that there is blood in this oil, and that is the decision that we make, and so be it. It's completely understandable that people bury their heads in the sand, and if we don't look too closely, life doesn't seem too bad in many areas of the world. But that is going to change, and there are some logical outcomes to the way this system works that will affect every one of us.
I was invited to Washington, D.C. to attend this meeting that was being put together by the National Security Agency called the Critical Thinking Consortium. I remember standing there in this room and looking over on one side of the room, and we had CIA, NSA, DIA, FBI, Customs, Secret Service. And then on the other side of the room, we had Coca-Cola, Mobil Oil, GTE, and Kodak. And I remember thinking, I am like in the epicenter of the intelligence industry right now. I mean, the line is not just blurring, it's just not there anymore.
Robert Knight here with Kathy Davis, Michael J. Haskins, Grayson Challenger, and a host of wonderful listeners, the generous host of contributors to this radio station at our time of crisis, need, and opportunity. And you are coming through like hotcakes, and you are so beautiful today. Thank you, everyone who's pledged so far, and those who are about to. You see what a miracle this film is? And Kathy was right. Brevity, conciseness, and yet the scope.
Mm-hmm.
It's available for $75, the original DVD, for a $75 pledge at 516-620-3602. And we only have a little bit of time left. And we're hoping that you will place your stamp of leadership on this day, as you have been over the past 3 hours. And it's a beautiful thing. But we still need more.
We really do. And so we are reaching out to you to make that difference. And you can by calling 516-620-3602 and make a pledge of $75 to support this radio station. We'll thank you with this DVD. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really is a remarkable DVD. I watched it and I became almost electric through watching it, because it just pulled all the pieces together and sewed all the thread through all those pieces. And then it also goes on to talk about what to do about all this.
Yes.
It's not meant to paralyze you. It's not meant to just, you know, make you aghast at how terrible the world is. It starts to set up for you how to take steps to make a difference. And that is why it's such a empowering as well as powerful film.
It's not mere diagnosis. It includes prognosis, the way back to health.
And the first step would be to call 516-620-3602 and make your pledge of support to WBAI.
Yeah, that's another one. Thank you, Michael.
If you could make that $75 pledge, we'll thank you with this DVD. But be assured that what you are doing is that you are setting a brick into the foundation of our future when you make that phone call at 516-620-3602. I don't know if there is even time to play another clip. I know we'd like to, but we do need your phone calls, and we need you to show your support. And we are really very grateful to those of you who have been calling in so far. But we have this space and this time and this opportunity to really build something here and to really help to support this radio station. Because we're not just working for ourselves. You know, it's not just us here at WBAI. BAI has been here for 53 years, and we want it to exist and flourish. Onward for another 50, 100 years. Yeah, well, there you go.
And so at these closing moments of our presentation today, I've seen Michael get more energized as the day has gone on. And you people this afternoon, you have made a real inspiring contribution to the momentum of this drive. And for those of you who are about to call, let me beseech you to not be dissidents with diffidence, because you can make a difference by making a call to area code 516-620-3602. And if we get a few more in the next minute or two, I think maybe we can squeeze it in the big finale cut that I've planned for our presentation today. The film is called Ethos, and it is so true to the name of ethics, that is to say, reversing the manipulation that brings us into war and what in another epoch we call conspicuous consumption, and the diversion of your economic energy into needless purchases, and the way that is used also to fatten the munitions makers and to create a policy of insane political schizophrenia that does not address the issues. Listening to the hearings yesterday, the Benghazi hearings. Thank you. There's another call. I suffered such cognitive dissonance because, well, the Republicans say, well, we should have sit in the Air Force and bomb those damn Libyans who were attacking us. Wait, I thought it was the other way around. I thought the overthrow of Libya was America attacking Libya. And then that was the Republican. But here comes the Democrat, a purported civil rights leader. He comes up and says, well, I would have bombed them too, but a general told me we couldn't get the planes there fast enough.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. This is what passes for politics in America, not to mention the destruction of Africa that was emboldened by the destruction of Libya, which was the support of the African Union and a progenitor of what would have been the African dinar and economic independence with all the oil being discovered in Africa. And, you know, Ron Paul actually made a very good speech once about how pinning the price of oil to the dollar makes debt manipulation possible in such a way that the U.S. military can then pop up everywhere around the planet. These are the issues that are addressed in this film called Ethos. And we need you to call 516-620-3602. And as we approach the final turn in this race today, that you are winning, by the way, with your call to 516-620-3602, I think we can squeeze in this, what do you call it, this epiphany, this moment that Kathy is referring to about it being diagnostic, about it being not merely diagnostic, but also liberating. And this gives you a little sense of why we think this film is so important for you to have with a $75 pledge to 516-620-3602.
The great heroes of our times, people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King, incredible though they were, could not create change on their own. Only the will of the people can do that. And together, we can accomplish anything. Interestingly, the way to win back democracy, end the wars, and save our environment has just one cure. And it's simple. We live in a capitalist system. Everything we do is based on the exchange of money. The media and the advertising men have turned us into obedient little consumers trying to buy ourselves to happiness in a throwaway society. This creates such a demand on our resources that our corporations invade other countries to get more, causing untold war and conflict. Then, using the wealth and power that we give them, corporations undermine democracy and justice. However, the unlikely and ironic outcome of consumerism is that it makes you, the consumer, all powerful. The way we use money has more influence in our society than anything else. And the way we choose to spend our money can change everything.
No company will continue a practice or product that you, the consumer, will not buy. It's vitally important that you understand this because this gives you ultimate power to change the world you live in. Companies are extremely sensitive about you buying their products because if you don't buy their stuff, they go out of business. That's not something any company is willing to consider. And by choosing to spend your money wisely, you can promote those companies that do business in a socially responsible way.
Without saying a word, you will have sent a clear message that they simply cannot ignore. It will be heard, heeded, and acted upon, guaranteed. This is real power.
For example, if a company pollutes the environment or uses bad business practices, if you don't buy their stuff, they will change. If you don't want food with chemicals or GMOs in it, then don't buy it.
Basic foods and cleaning products make up 70% of our weekly purchases. This drives the agriculture and chemical industries that have a massive effect on our environment. If we can start making the right choices about these simple everyday purchases, we can save our environment.
We've got into the habit of buying junk fast foods that have no actual food in them. We buy gallons of poisonous household cleaners when one degradable soft soap will do. We are poisoning our homes and wasting our hard-earned money for no good reason. Why? Because the advertising industry tells us to. They just want you to buy stuff.
The car is the single biggest drain on the Earth's resources. Just about every mineral, every chemical, and every metal known to man goes into the manufacture of our cars. The gasoline engine is inefficient and poisons our environment. The car, as it is today, cannot be sustained. It is up to us to drive the demand for clean, efficient vehicles. Do not underestimate the power of that dollar bill in your pocket. The way you spend that dollar already affects economies and lives around the world. Spent wisely, it can fix every problem known to man.
The minute we start taking responsibility and spending our money wisely, every politician, every corporation, and leader around the world is going to know that we have woken up. And that is the most important point in this film. All of the abuse in our system happens because we just roll over and take it. But when we get involved and start making the right decisions, everything changes. Our consumer choices are the easiest way for us to get involved in a very meaningful and powerful way. But the issue is our involvement. You and I taking responsibility, you and I demanding the truth, learning the facts, and making our decisions accordingly.
Yeah.
That was a powerful way to end that presentation.
Mm-hmm. Don't roll over and take it. roll over and give it to WBAI. Get this, see, I don't like to use words like fantastic or unbelievable because it's highly credible. Mm-hmm. A film called Ethos, E-T-H-O-S. And we're sending you the original DVD for a pledge of tax deductibly $75 to WBAI at our Pledge Center in these last couple of minutes, 516-620-3602. Let me tell you, those of you who have already, Woody Harrelson was saying, you have made a statement without even saying a word when you step up to maintain the independence of mind and thought and spirit and community and principle and action of WBAI.
And we are so close to the end of this particular segment. If you've been standing by and waiting for that moment, because I know many of us like to do that, now's the time. Now's the time to make your phone call, 516-620-3602. And we do hope that you've been inspired by this program, not just the material of the DVD Ethos, which is really stellar, but by what's been shared with you as well in the studio. And, you know, because what you're supporting is the radio station, and the radio station are the people behind the mics as well as you listening on the other end. The radio station is the technology that we need to build and repair. The radio station has so many aspects.
The microphone is not a one-way device. Mm-hmm. It's an instrument of resonance.
It certainly is.
Michael G., you agree?
I absolutely do. And as we're approaching the final moments of the program, we just want to encourage the rest of you to make that call right now. You've done really well this afternoon, have given us a lot of spirit here in the studio, mm-hmm. and others. You have inspired others. As we're saying that the calls are coming in, you've given the impetus to your friends around the tri-state area and beyond to give us a call at 516-620-3602. That's the number that we want you to call. As always, these numbers that we give you, it's our lifeline. It's our lifeline to you that will have us continue on this afternoon and throughout the rest of this marathon drive. We need to hear from you now, 516-620-3602, a special presentation of 5 o'clock Shadow with Robert Knight. And I have to tell you, looking at the first two afternoon sessions, I do believe the afternoons are going to be strong for us here at WBAI during this fundraising drive, during this marathon. 516-620-3602.
Thank you. Michael G. Haskins, our chief announcer and engineer, and working under duress above and beyond the call of duty, always with skill and grace. Also, the extraordinarily hardworking public affairs director, Kathy Davis. What is your comment, final comment?
Well, I just want to say that this is an institution that was born of a very special dream with Lou Hill. Mm. And I think we all carry that legacy, and we all not just share that dream, but continue to grow that dream. And actually, those of you who are listening are all part of this dance. And we can change the future if we can rely upon each other and we support each other. And at this moment, WBAI is reaching out to you for your support. And I am thankful and grateful to all of you who have called and will continue to call. That number, 516-620-3602.
Got a feeling 13 is going to be a very good year because, as you probably know, Kathy, mystically speaking, the number 13 is not one of bad luck. It's only the old schoolers preciously clinging to the past, because the fulfillment of a 12 cycle, like on the clock or in the zodiac or in the months or what have mm-hmm. you, the 13th is not that same circle. It's the same circle at a higher level.
Exactly.
And 13 lunations, by the way,
spiral.
Is the amount of time under linear analysis of acceleration at the surface of the Earth would result, neglecting Newtonian influences, would result in achieving the speed of light if it were a linear relationship. 13 lunar months would be the time under 9.8 meters per second per second that would lead to 3 times 10 to the 8th meters per second. And so 13, it's, in my opinion, going to be a very good year for WBAI.
I think I agree. I agree. And with that, we can take our leave. And just remember, you can keep those calls coming in.
Yes, we had two more while we were talking.
Beautiful,
we had a couple more.
Sacred family in this sacred year of 13. The number is 516-620-3602.
And with Kathy Davis and Michael G. Haskins and Grayson Challenge in the background, I'm Robert Knight. Drop us an email at theshadow@wbai.org. Thank you for listening. And even more, thank you for speaking with your support for WBAI.
But you can keep those calls coming in.
Don't ever take it away. Let me treasure and keep that one part of my life. And the rest, we're gonna find one of these days. Is that the sound of raindrops I hear falling? How I love. Love to hear that sound. It makes me think of all the people that I love and all the quiet moments I've found.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
You're listening to WBAI Radio in New York City, 99.5 FM on your radio dial and on the web at WBAI.org. And my name is Kathy Davis, and we are having an special this day, and we are featuring the work of George Quandt. George Quandt is a master teacher of meditation. His unique teaching methods have allowed thousands around the world to master the art and science of meditation and live more enriched lives. And he has developed this very beautiful technique that we're sharing with you today, integrated quantum meditation. And for those of you who want to embark upon this program to enrich your lives, make a phone call to 516-620-3602. You will be supporting WBAI, and you will be giving a gift of this tool of transformation to yourself. George Quandt's special 5-CD set. It's a $250 pledge to support WBAI. Again, 516-620-3602. And we want to welcome George Quandt. Thank you for joining us again. And tell us a little bit more.
I started out talking about that I first discovered meditation when I was in my early 20s, when I was when the editor of a magazine, of which I was the assistant editor, the editor of a literary magazine in Los Angeles, asked me to go out to UCLA and cover a story on the discovery of a fourth major state of consciousness. And I was saying in the first hour that that this fourth state of consciousness is not waking, sleeping, and dreaming. That's the other three states of consciousness, and that it's a superior state of consciousness, more enlightened state of consciousness. And I talked about this fourth state of consciousness, or the backdrop of this fourth state of consciousness, is an infinite a domain of awareness that turns out to be pure awareness. And pure because it does not filter through the stress in the nervous system, and it does not filter through our complexes and our complex system in the subconscious mind, meaning our conditioning. So it doesn't filter through our conditioning, and it doesn't filter through the stress in the nervous system, it is pre-filtered, if you will. It's pure. And that's the place that you go to as a fourth state of consciousness, is you get able to go to a pure, to the pure self. You're able to go to your pure self as it transcends or goes beyond your conditioning and the stress in the nervous system. And that pure self, that true self, has never known. It's a stress-free zone. It has no entropy. It is entropy-free. It has never known fear, disease, depression, negative thoughts, or toxic emotions. And that side of the self only knows happiness, joy, creativity, energy, intelligence, love, perception, serenity, and bliss. Those are the qualities of the true self. And that this meditation works for everybody. The mind wanders out without effort. I teach you how to meditate without effort. We change the polarity so that the mind begins to relax, and the body follows. And then we're able to connect through the technique. We're able to neurologically connect to these pure states of awareness, pure states of happiness, joy, creativity, energy, intelligence, love, and the qualities. Now, once you have meditated, once the listener, now soon to become practitioner, starts to practice it, the metaphor of learning to ride a bicycle, it gets easier and easier as you get more meditations under your belt. But here's the important part, Mike, and this is what Michael was saying, is that the meditation is more, it's normally meditation is more like riding a bicycle uphill. You have to be prepared for effort. But this meditation, it's like coasting downhill. That's a great metaphor for what Michael was saying in terms of his own practice, is that you show up for it. It's a technique. You show up for it. You do the technique, and then you shove off into the technique, and then it automatically goes effortlessly on its own, and you effortlessly go to this fourth state of consciousness. Once you have meditated, and then you go into your day, which is what I was telling Kathy, is that then the qualities are not just there in meditation, that the qualities actually follow us throughout the day. So happiness follows us throughout the day. Joy follows us throughout the day. Creativity follows us throughout the day. Energy, intelligence, love, perception, serenity, and greater bliss, and follow us throughout the day. It sounds almost too good to be true, but it's not. It really is not. And I can tell you that if I can go up to the mountaintop to blow my own horn here for a second, there is a lot of folks who practice this meditation who can afford anything. I mean, they just have so much money they can afford anything. But they have me but they ask me to teach them to meditate, or they refer to my meditation, integrated quantum meditation. The entire marketing department of IBM, international marketing department, at one time received these four CD courses, the same courses that Pacifica is offering. Yes, it's true. That's another whole story that we'll talk about later. But the international marketing department, I was supposed to do a lecture and supposed to do a meditation course at conferences of the international marketing department, and 9/11 hit and they couldn't come in. And rather than learning the IQ meditation live, the marketing department sent out the four CD course to these marketing directors all over the world. So what I'm saying is that it's not too good to be true. It is true. And it was the head of the marketing department that actually learned this meditation subjectively that said, I want everybody to learn this. COO, CEO, president, vice presidents of Universal Pictures out here in Los Angeles all practice this meditation technique. HBO, Walden Media, Warner Brothers, Capitol Records, DePass Entertainment, Suzanne DePass, and DePass Entertainment Group had their entire company learn this meditation. It's not too good to be true. People who have money want creativity. They want energy. They want greater intelligence. And they also, believe it or not, know that they cannot get happiness sustained through whatever it is that they're doing in their lives, in their so-called success story. That does not sustain them.
You mean, George, with all of the money and all of the power that they have, there's something else there that's missing. And this,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of Grammy Award winners. I have a lot of Academy Award winners that do my meditation technique. I could be called the guru to the celebrities. I would rather be called the guru to Pacifica, but I don't use the word guru because I'm not. I'm just as Kathy said, George Quant is not a guru to the stars. George Quant is not a guru to Pacifica. George Quant is a master teacher of meditation. That's what I am. So you have to, a listener has to ask oneself, what is it that hundreds of Pacifica listeners have know about this technique that the listener today doesn't know yet? You know, what is it that these executives and these celebrities and the Pacifica listeners across the country and all the hundreds of people, in fact thousands of people that are practicing this technique? I'm not the type of person who advertises. You only learn this technique from referrals. Only. I don't do any kind of outreach at all. But yet, Les Brown, the motivator, said at one of his motivational lectures that when he wants to recharge his batteries, he turns to the George Quant meditation methods.
Mm.
You know, I've taught meditation for Deepak Chopra. I have taught meditation for Marianne Williamson. The person who is the meditation teacher for Oprah was trained by me. So the listener has to know and should know that they're in good hands. The largest grant that was ever given for the study of meditation was a $3 million grant that was given by the Institute of NIH. And the National Institute of Health, largest grant ever given by NIH for the study of meditation, was a grant that I organized, and it was refunded for $8 million. And the pilot study that I used for that grant was an African American Baptist church in Oakland. And it showed that the meditation methods that I was teaching at the time, and the meditation method that I'm teaching today, reduces the stress levels in the central nervous system, and it brings blood pressure down, it helps to control diabetes, it releases the stress from the nervous system, sympathetic nervous system, and the immune system. 90% of all disease is exacerbated by stress or directly a printout of stress.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point for people to realize, that this practice has very concrete potential for very concrete changes in the physiology.
Absolutely.
Not just in the feel good, but also the physiology has the ability to change as a result of controlling the stress, the impact of stress.
And you know, you also said, George, that just a moment ago, that it's not, and this caught my mind's eye, it's not just in the meditative state. It follows you throughout the rest of the day, not just in that, because, you know, when you think about meditation, okay, yeah, I will go into this meditative state, but it goes beyond the meditative state throughout the day. And that is very, very exciting. Folks, I hope you're hearing the excitement in my voice and the interest in our voices. We want to share this with you, certainly to help this radio station. That's why we're here. That's why we're asking you to dial right now, 516-620 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And if you're listening to us in Ronkonkoma or Central Islip or Deer Park or Bethpage, I was out there yesterday in those places, or Jamaica, Bayshore, or Patchogue, would you call right now? We have folks standing by ready to take your calls of support for this 5-CD set for a $250 tax-deductible contribution to WBAI, the George Quant Integrative Quantive Medication. Just ask for the George Quant 5-CD set, 516-620-3602.
That's right. We have a few calls coming in this afternoon, but we need for you to make that phone call. And I have to tell you that one of the reasons that I feel very good about this program is because this is actually not a stress-free job. Some people may not realize that, but working at the radio station can be an enormously stressful experience. And sometimes you hear that in our voices, and sometimes you just realize that based on what's going on with the station. And, you know, these are the kind of tools that we're using to keep ourselves together through all of this. It's certainly what I use, what Michael uses, and many others, in order to be able to, in the face of, you know, that survival mode struggle, which puts you into an emotional and puts your nervous system into that fight or flight mode. And that's really what breaks down your immune system and breaks down your